Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group, and she is in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Jackie.
Well, good morning, Dave.
Well, we do have the WASDE numbers out today, and the thing that jumps out at me is the world is awash in wheat.
Well, yes, it is. but the wash in wheat mostly is coming out of the U.S., you know, and so I guess it's not a big surprise. Certainly would have expected it when they dropped export sales, you know, by 50 million bushels on wheat. It was a disappointment to me to see that, but at the same time, you know, something's got to give, I guess. And so we have lots of wheat. We also picked up a lot on the corn side of things too, but that's primarily out of the China crop, so that's a questionable number. I think, you know, we're probably going to open lower this morning. I would have thought significantly lower at the beginning, but it seems as if calls, just in general, when you looked at how many calls were being bought in the last number of days, I would expect we could open and we could see a nice bounce coming out of this, perhaps. If we can get a close, it's going to be better than the open. Then the only thing we need to do is heal up the Europe situation, and that's going to be a challenge.
And, of course, they're divided this morning as Germany and France are moving forward with a separate treaty and I guess, leaving Britain on the outside looking in.
That certainly seems to be the way it is. I mean, you know, it isn't just language that divides those countries. It's history also, you know, and there has not always been a great deal of, well, I guess, respect, or maybe there's been a great deal of fear for some of the countries. And it just makes it hard to put that behind them. Even though they should all be working for the same common goal, and that is for general improvement in their debt crisis situation.
Very quickly, the calls.
I'm looking right now at corn down 5 to 7, beans 7 to 15, wheat 10 to 15, and they may not even be that bad.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Thank you, Dave. Have a great weekend.
That's Jackie Vakes of Stuart Peterson Group.